Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This sucks now, but it will get better.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
It's a ticket for rep.
All right, thanks, Dez. NF to ticket for Rhett. Have you bought any Dez NFTs yet? let's blow some money.
Should we? All right.
What's you're the got? Ethereum guy. All right, at 258, here is David Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Radio Man Dan.
And joining us now, you may know Dan these... Housen. You may know these gentlemen from Picks Sorry. With Friends.
I liked it.
Very nice, very evil.
It's the hard line.
And by mixing very nice and very evil.
Bob. Corby.
Bobby.
And
Corby
Danny
Davidson.
Bayless.
And Danny Bayless.
Hello, gentle people.
What's up?
The audience will throw its money at Danhausen.
We're in a bar.
Hello, friends.
Getting... jackhammered.
Yeah? Is it Beer Thursday?
It is. It is. We're at the King's X here in Dallas. So
you getting any work done out back?
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're here in the studio, and today is Thursday, September 16th, 259th day of the year. 106 days remain in 2021. On
By the way, you were very correct in your assumption that Matt Birmingham had something to do with what went down with Picks with Friends. He's kind of my go-to guy.
Well, at least this bit had a payoff.
Right.
Danny once dubbed Matt Birmingham the king of bits with no payoff.
Yep.
It's true.
I guess Give me an example.
I guess they get paid off to him. What was the one thing he did that went on for like 3 months that he was
Everything.
The only one that knew about it? And then he told us what the bit was, and we're like, all right, you win? I can't remember what it was, but he let something go where, it was...
There's tons of them that we just kind of forget.
He lives to amuse himself.
Yeah. He set a stopwatch on a promise that I made him. And he showed it to me one day. You made this promise 3 months ago, and it was like stopwatch, like 8 million minutes. Like, okay.
It was just something trivial.
Yeah, just nothing.
I looked at my email yesterday, and he had sent me $1 via Venmo for my birthday.
Yeah, he does that to me too.
Enjoy the corny dog.
Yeah, he puts corn dog in the memo.
Maybe this is the payoff, then. It's finally paid off. He got it mentioned. Today, did I say it's Thursday, September 16th?
Yeah. Show.
That's right. On this day in 2007, O.J. Simpson arrested.
For what?
They finally got him.
In the armed robbery of sports memorabilia collectors in Las Vegas.
Did you hear...
He was convicted.
Anyway, he'll never get out of jail now.
Did you hear the Musers replay their Norm Macdonald interview?
No, I actually listened to the replay myself.
Okay, I got a real chuckle out of Norm calling it a foiled shirt heist. And OJ trying to get all of his jerseys back.
On this day in 2014...
You couldn't call him a killer.
Right.
Because he had been convicted.
After a day of public pressure from angry fans and concerned sponsors, the Minnesota Vikings reversed course... and put Adrian Peterson on the exempt commissioner's permission list while he addressed the charge of child abuse in Texas.
You know, the truth will come out.
When?
I don't know.
On this day in 2019, SNL said it had rescinded its invitation to Shane Gillis to join the cast.
Huh.
He was found to have posted a video in which... he used a racial slur for Chinese people.
Hmm. He did an impression also.
He posted it?
No disrespect.
I think it was part of a podcast.
I think he called him Hong Kong Paul.
These damn podcasts.
And straight. Famous wedding on this date in 1995, theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking. Married his nurse, Elaine Mason. She was later accused of abusing him, which is even hotter.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, he knew karate.
Stephen Hawking
just
went
in his brain.
Went to the island.
Right.
I believe Epstein like when, even had a sub retrofitted for his wheelchair. I'm not making that up.
Had a what?
He had a what?
A submarine.
Oh, I thought you. You said
like
sub.
A sub? No.
Not like a sandwich.
That's. I don't think that's what either of these two in here were thinking.
Like a cold cut combo.
Eh.
Maybe he likes pepperoncinis on it.
Like he was a dom.
Yeah, sub and dom. Oh, here's.
What's that?
Here with more.
Yeah.
Toby writes, "Hey Dan, you and Jake are my leaders. Bring back Julie. My brother Josh Flippin is 39.
Oh, I know Josh.
The best thing he ever did for me was introduce me to the ticket 12 years ago. I haven't changed the station since. I will jump on the L4G Dutch joke pile." He wants to lead off with
back to the pile.
I just want to let you guys know that we have already here at the King's X had a request for Dutch Pentimeter.
By name.
Yeah, like, is he going to be here? I'm like,
back,
no.
Back.
Well, I don't think he's here at all. I haven't seen him all day, so I'm not sure.
He called in sick.
Yeah. We have line four guy, though.
Indeed we do, Dan. Indeed we do. What did the young blonde... Why did the young blonde mother stop breastfeeding?
Why did the
Because
young blonde...
it hurt too much when she boiled the nipples.
From the Northeast!
Blonde. Blonde joke.
Because she's
Dummies.
Dumb.
She's stupid.
Right. She's totes dumb.
My turn.
Oh!
Yeah! Oh, oh,
had
Dutch!
Had heard of you.
Dutch, you're here.
I got a joke for Corby.
All right, Dutch, lay it on me.
Let's see if Corby's here.
I'm here.
What do fat girls and a moped have in common?
I don't know, Dutch. What do fat girls and a moped have in common?
Both are pretty fun to ride until your friends find out.
Dutch, apparently live from the Northridge Middle School.
Live playground from 1981.
Yeah, 1996.
It's good, though.
I was not allowed to have one of those things.
Crowd going
when I was in high school.
Yeah,
well, I know which one it was.
They were fun to ride, though.
Shout out to my husband, Bob Marusak. He's 40.
Lord.
His hero is Dakota Prescott.
Marusak.
Could we hear a short excerpt from Jubb's reading of 50 Shades with a Sturm finish? That's from Brittany Robb.
What does that even mean?
You know.
Well, it's here and find out.
You're Sturm.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll try to get that for you in a minute, Brittany. Dan, it is my mom Pat's 61st birthday. She's
Thank
awesome.
Your mom.
You are our leader. I'd like to hear the Vinny Testaverde song.
Same.
Yeah.
From Jeff Pierrette. Pierrette?
Because
Pierrette.
I can react. He plunges. I cry out from the slap and from his sudden assault.
That's enough, Bino.
Again and again, that's falling apart beneath him as he continues to slam deliciously. I got Vinny if you want to pull me up.
Some more
background music. You can probably keep doing stuff.
My wife Shelby's near 30th birthday. I would have woken her up in that. That special glazed donut way, but. Alright.
It is getting cooler outside.
Are they on a delay? Yeah. They're on a half second delay.
Yeah, it makes it great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to hear Bob ask Alexa for the most immediate and vulgar of requests from Penis One Tommy Clayton.
By the way,
that's not what the P stands for.
Yesterday, Line 4 guy mentioned that Rick Ocasek's wife, or I guess, if you're dead, can it be your wife?
Alexa, suck now.
Jesus.
Your widow.
Very.
What the?
Jeez. No. Very formal.
A directive.
But Line 4 guy mentioned that Paulina Poroskova was posting odd nude photos, and he was right. And she's old and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, posted naked.
Is that seriously a topic you wanted to doubt him on? That guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Line
I'm 4 not
guy
on the
who's posting
nothing,
nude
so.
Photos?
Yeah. I think.
Like, yeah, he's not asking you. He's not doubting your Oklahoma by 22 and a half, is
right.
he?
That's true.
That's
right.
Definitely challenging the professor in class.
You tell me you got blessed by the hair fairy, I believe it.
Heil Sportsfuhrer, it is the Hunter Lockwood 29th birthday. Leaders are Dutch, Jeff Fry, and the time that JJT said the N-word on ESPN's 30 for 30, What Carter Lost.
That guy's got to let that go.
From Parker Shaha.
He's got to. Oh, it's Parker.
Happy 23rd birthday to my boyfriend, Riley Burt. You'd be happy to know I did, in fact, wake him up in that special way.
You
know
you
what?
Stop?
I believe her. He's 23. She's young.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that at all.
I met a guy.
Way to go,
last
Morgan
night.
Walthall.
I met a guy last night who told me that. I was like, "What?" And he's like, 40 something. He's like, "Yeah, it happened." I was like, "What? What
you guys
world
are just
do you people live in?
Talking sex?"
Yeah, bro, we're just dudes talking about sex. Hey, it's the Cobra. I'm going to tell him about sex. All the sex I just had it another
two times.
And then I can't hear any. When anybody says sex, all I think of is sex on.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So
holy
hot.
Crap, baby. You're hot.
We will don't never
sex all night.
My brother-in-law, number Oscar one. Cantu, it's his birthday.
Number one.
That's so cheap.
If he could stop knocking up his wife, that would be great. I miss my drinking buddy. From your favorite sister-in-law, Rochelle Saldana.
Like the crypto?
That's Cardano.
I think there's a... Oh, maybe.
Is there a Saldana, Blake?
Something.
Solana.
Solana.
Is that Buffalo?
No.
That's Salada Tea.
Okay. I like it.
P1 Perry says, happy birthday to good strong P1 Charlie Tingle. His middle name is Z. Heroes are E-Brake Caller and the Tradio Bit.
I don't.
My request is no joke off today.
Too late. Ooh.
I get up pretty early in the morning there, bro.
Too late.
My
wonder
wife.
If that guy's name really is Charlie Tingle.
You know what, though? I did square off some time in my calendar later that you can come over and kiss my ass.
Look up Chuck Tingle sometime. Danny, you look up Chuck Tingle.
Number one.
On this computer?
Yeah. He's
my wife, Sam Herbert, is 40.
Erotic novelist.
Okay. I'll have the results back by E-News.
Her hero is the generic youth minister and Burrito Jimmy, which might make her slightly racist.
Yeah.
P.S. Word of advice to fellow P1s, be careful when waking your wife in that special way. Their gag reflex can be dangerous. R.I.P. Norm MacDonald.
Wait, I don't think he has all the logistics straight here.
Yeah, it's,
well, he's close enough.
The other way around.
I played a Norm MacDonald thing
the
other day.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
He's,
got it.
He's being funny.
Got it.
And Sports Fear, it is my 28th birthday. Also, my buddy Nick LaFuente's 29th birthday. My leaders are all of the Hang Zone and whoever fills in for Corby when he's on vacation.
Ooh.
More
like
Blake, less Danny.
What?
You know, we don't hear the term lard ass enough anymore.
No, bring it back.
I agree.
That was a very coach thing to say back in the day. Get over here, you lard ass.
From Patrick Smith. Oh, he says, thanks and happy Mexican Independence Day. Is that today?
From Patrick Smith?
Yeah. What, he's not allowed to love Mexico with that name?
No. Yeah, Corby. You lard
Did
ass.
Say Yom Kippur?
Elsewhere in birthday news, Hawkeye is 60.
Number one.
What? Unbelievable.
That is the most put-together 60 on the planet.
I would trade right now with the way Hawkeye looks.
I think they're going to have Led Zeppelin on tomorrow.
How is that? But you got to close the blinds right. Make sure no one can see them.
Yeah. Find a four-year-old recording.
They're not doing interviews.
60.
I'll tell you later.
Former Ranger person Oral Hershiser is 63. I don't remember what he did with the Rangers.
He was a coach, wasn't he?
Is he a Ranger?
Yeah, it wasn't
his brother.
Wasn't his general philosophy one more out or something? And then like we needed to get our starters a little
one
deeper
more
in the game.
You think it's tough growing up with that name?
Around you.
It must suck.
Yeah. Hey. You think third grade Dan would have been real fun to hang out with if your name was
Let's give Mino a point.
That is absolutely point
worthy. You think
he would have
let it go by like Halloween?
I'll bet your teachers choked on it.
There it is.
Okay. Former Ranger Matt Harrison is 36.
More Dans than you can count in every school.
Mm-hmm. Former Ranger Mickey Tettleton, 61.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
who didn't try to stance out?
It doesn't work.
No, you're like, I can get no bat speed from here.
Former Cowboy Dwayne Harris, 34.
Sex all night.
Former Cowboy Jeff Swaim, 28.
Dwayne Harris?
Longhorn.
Number two.
Former Mav Greg Buckner, 45.
Greg.
Almost got a ring, Bob.
Almost.
My cell phone is lost.
Former star Sean Horkoff, 43.
Oh, wow.
How do you make a Horkoff?
Oh, wow.
Take a point away from Danny. Current Longhorn broadcast man Craig Way, 61.
No way.
Great Craig Way. That's a good man, Craig Way.
Boy, we have a couple of icons of the youth of Bob and Dan right here, back to back. Number one. All right, let's rank them.
Number one.
Let's rank them, and which portfolio would you trade with? Are you ready?
I am.
Yes.
Okay. Robin Yount. That's how you say his name.
He's right.
66.
Dang.
So he's there. Now that's in one corner. In the other corner.
Better than Hawkeye, by the way.
In the other corner, I have 61-year-old Mel Hall.
Number one.
Oh.
All right.
Which one would you trade places with today? You have to trade places with one of them.
I'd have to look and see what Mr. Hall has on his books at the commissary right now, but I'm going Yount.
Yeah, I don't want a portfolio that consists of cigarettes.
All right, you can go Yount, but you have to refer to yourself as Yount for the rest of your life, or you're Mel Hall.
I'm telling you right now that Rockin' Robin has jumped a motorcycle today.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome to have the last name Yunt.
What has Mel Hall done today?
Not jumped a motorcycle.
Made license plates.
Had a crappy breakfast. Made love.
Perhaps crawled 500 yards.
Nothing to be proud of, Russ.
Tim Rain, 62.
Enjoyed an event-free shower.
Yes. Streak is now one.
Fought away the sisters.
Do they leave him alone on his birthday? Or do they all get a turn?
I was going to say, it's...
They give him the red pistachio.
Don't make me look that up.
Ed Begley Jr. is 70. It's just to put on
lipstick.
Your lips, and then it keeps...
Yeah, it actually doesn't describe anything.
You haven't been in the big house.
Dictionary for right. once.
If you have prison questions, I'll talk to you.
Did you watch A&E?
No, because I watched Oz once.
Come on.
That's all I had to
Don't
watch.
Don't be ridiculous.
Amy Poehler is 50.
Funny.
The next funny thing.
Yeah.
There we go.
Take away Tina Fey from her life and you've never heard of her.
That is so mean. She's funny.
Get over it.
All right.
She married Will.
Did you guys see the tweet?
And then he was like, this ain't what I signed up for. And he divorced her.
Did you guys see
that? Well, he might as well have been a bus driver.
The tweet that a female comedian sent to someone else who was trying to cancel Norm MacDonald the other day. She said, I asked him once if he really believed that women aren't funny. And he said, there are maybe five funny women. It's true. But he could only name three.
Flo Rida, 42. Now, born on this day, now dead.
It's like the greatest eulogy ever.
Born on this day, now dead. I'll give you Alan Funt of Candid Camera.
Alan Yunt. Man,
that was a big
one. Oh, it's Fount. Fount.
Davidson Household Series.
Born on this day, now dead. Eric Kempka, Hitler's chauffeur.
Okay.
Look it up.
Wow.
Look it up.
Okay.
We're doing chauffeurs.
How does he find
now?
These?
What do you have? His tailor?
Dead on this day, still dead.
Blacksmith.
His pool boy.
Sheb Woolley. He did the Purple People Eater. And he also produced the iconic Wilhelm Scream sound effect.
Wow. Oh, that's an early report.
Man.
And dead on this day in 2013, Patsy Swayze, Patrick's mom, died on this day.
So she outlived Patrick.
That's right.
Broken heart.
Well, it was like 5 years later.
Five.
Having the time of her life.
Four, three, two, and you're done.
Can I get my point back from Ty?
Definitely.
You can have my point, yeah.
Oh, no.
Bye, Jake.
Bye, man.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.